Plasco wants to take the non-recyclable waste. So this is a material that's left over after people have done the recycling programs. We take that material, we'll make sure there's no metal in it, we'll shred it, and then we'll introduce it into what we call a conversion chamber. So there what we do is we add heat, and the heat will gasify the garbage. So we don't allow enough air in the process that it causes the garbage to burn, but we add heat so that we'll drive off the energetic fraction of the garbage. This creates what's called a syngas. That syngas then passes up into a plasma environment where we apply plasma to the syngas to clean it up so it can be used in engines to make electricity.
And I understand that there's also a byproduct that comes out of that that can be used in the construction of roads, for example. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the syngas is coming from the energetic fraction of the waste. There are two other parts of the waste. There's the water. Before I get to that, you asked about the inert material. So garbage will have always in it some material, sand and gravel and rock, glass maybe. That material we can take and apply a plasma torch to it, and we vitrify it into what looks like a black glass. It then can be used for construction material in roadbed construction or precast concrete.
So at the end of this process, is there anything left over?
There is. If we were to take a ton of waste, we'll turn about 95% of that waste into something useful. The energy, the aggregate, clean water. There's 5% that's going to be left over.
Now, it sounds like a fairly energy-intensive process, is it?
No. The important thing we're trying to do here is make value out of the garbage. And we do that by making sure that we can produce electricity that can be sold onto the grid. So if we consider a typical ton of urban waste, say in North America, we'll create for sale almost 1 megawatt hour of electricity per ton of waste. And that's net. So that's after the electricity we need to run our plant.
And how about in terms of expense? I imagine it would be fairly expensive to construct a processing facility.
Yeah, the technology is complex and it's sophisticated. I mean, we're trying to take a very complex feedstock, garbage, and turn it into this syngas that can make electricity through engines. So that's complex. But in our financial model, Plasco will raise the capital to build that facility. So we don't ask communities to use their capital budgets for a Plasco plant. We'll take care of that. So the only expense to a community will be a gate fee. So if we take a ton of waste, they pay us a gate fee. And from what I'm learning about Australia, the gate fees that people are used to paying here is about what we would need.
I'd expect that a lot of people in Australia would be wary in a way of such large and expensive infrastructure. We've had, I'm not sure if you've heard about our desalination plant here in Victoria. The management of that project has caused a lot of frustration among the people of Victoria, and it's sort of left a bit of a bad taste in the mouths of a lot of people. And people are struggling to see what the long-term benefits of these large infrastructure projects are. Have you received a lot of interest here in Australia?
We've received a lot of interest here in Australia, and I think there are two reasons for that. One is our experience at the plant in Ottawa can show people that our technology might be the best environmental outcome for the garbage. So this is good for the environment. At the same time, it's good economic sense. We are not going to ask the communities to raise the capital to build the facility. We'll take on the financial risk to build the facility, and communities will only pay us if they use it.
In the audience for Alastair McLean's presentation were representatives from councils across the state, both from Melbourne and regional Victoria. Hepburn Shire's Mayor Bill McLennigan thinks the technology shows a lot of promise.
Well, I thought today's technology was very impressive. I mean, we have about 38% of our waste stream that goes into recycling, which is a great starting point. But in terms of diverting additional waste, putrescible waste, and just good old-fashioned garbage into a waste stream that's going to produce energy, that sounds really, really good.
Do you think it's doable for councils? Do you think it's not too expensive for councils to pay for, to big an investment perhaps?
Well, $60 to $80 million to build a plant is way beyond the reach of any small council like Hepburn. But if we were to go into it on a regional basis, like with the City of Ballarat and about four or five neighbouring councils, we would then be in a position where we could seriously look at something like this for the future. And I think probably the sooner the better.
Alastair McLean says due to contract delays, the Ottawa facility won't be up and running until 2015. But Joanne Cianello, a journalist at the Ottawa Citizen, says she's not certain it will work. She says a demonstration facility hasn't operated consistently and there are doubts the technology will work on a large scale.
As of now, it has never really been proven that it can run on the scale that's necessary for a big municipality like Ottawa to handle, you know, as much waste as we're going to send over there.
Alastair McLean from Plasco said that he's confident that the project will work on a large scale and it will work well. He says the confidence of people investing in the technology shows that the technology is proven. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think anything is proven. I hope it does work, to be honest. I have nothing to gain from Plasco technology not working.
Is there
that financial people believe in this is great. Good for them. But I don't know that we are going to believe that it works until it works. I'm interested if Plasco is going around saying that they have this contract in Ottawa. It's true, they've signed a contract, but already they're missing their first deadline. March 31st, they were supposed to have all their financing signed up. That's going to be delayed until August. And so I think that the skepticism will be there until it works.